Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. This is our final segment, but not
the
least.
I know, Otto, we've just been powering through for 2 hours now.
This is
going to
be a good one, too.
That's right. We might be the new dream team. John's really missing out.
We ought to.
You can have us on every week.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, we're having some good fun here, frankly, which is nice to have.
Especially.
But what we ought to do is take a serious look at what you're here for. You're here for the purpose of trying to get a few people to come to the show.
I'm just here to kill a little time.
Just wandering in.
And I can tell you just by looking at this crew right here that this should be a very, very entertaining show.
Yeah.
We like to have fun.
They're putting a lot of work into it. And you did mention something I do have to ask. I go to community, Broad Hollow Theater Group community stuff, and we buy season tickets at the beginning of the year. And I often wonder, there are so many talented people on Long Island that do these things. Did you get
and
paid?
We're not any of them. Let you know.
Do they get paid? Do you get paid anything? Or is it strictly?
For my comedy, when I do my comedy, I get paid, yeah.
Right.
But this we do for the love of the art. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes people say, oh, are you off Broadway? And I say, we're way, way, way off Broadway.
We're right next to the sea. Right in Glen Cove, yeah.
Well, there is a Broadway in New Hyde Park, so yeah.
What we did as a group, we incorporated last year. And our goal really is to raise money and then reinvest that money.
Reinvest. You remember that line in the honeymoon? We're going to invest and then we're going to reinvest.
And in terms of improving, what we're capable of doing. So, for example, for this show, we're in the process of building a $2,500 set that's going to exactly resemble or exactly replicate the Honeymooners set.
Oh,
we bought an ice box. We bought a sink off of eBay. We bought my cousin made a stove. That will look just like the original, the dresser, the table. And, you know, we're keeping our eyes open for these things, and we're having somebody actually build walls, a door, window, and it's going to be an actual set, $2,500.
We're going to build a wall.
that's just us reinvesting the money we make. So when we're charging money for the dinner theater aspect of things, that money's coming in and it's going back out. And we're also going to do charity events. We've done some charity events, and we want to also to better or to advance community theater, which is a little bit of a dying breed.
In the past couple of years, we've done several fundraisers for different local charitable organizations. We have done private parties in people's homes a couple of times for Halloween over the years. We perform a Christmas carol at Glen Cove's downtown Christmas tree lighting through the BID organization.
Yeah, just excerpts. We don't do the whole thing.
Right, so we'll be there this Saturday.
They'll freeze to death if they do
tomorrow. Right.
Yeah. And we recently performed our Halloween show in Roslyn at my father's place.
Yeah. Now, these shows, here you're taking an old TV show, in both of these cases, The Twilight Zone and this, you're taking an old show and you're recreating that old show. Is that kind of the direction you think you would go, or kind of creating?
This is the first time we've tried this. It was a concept that I came up with myself, this idea of classic TV live.
Right, right.
And
I think it's a good idea.
I've been typecast. That's one of the reasons why I'm here.
We do want to do this.
You have a future.
We are planning on doing, in addition to the murder mysteries, we are planning on doing this more in the future, classic TV live, not just this show, but many shows. And that brings up the other interesting point. We do have the Twilight Zone going on, too, which is kind of taking the back seat because The Honeymooners is such a powerful show. But The Twilight Zone is a very interesting show. Many people don't seem to know it, the holiday one, The Night of the Meek. Interestingly, it also stars Art Carney. The bottom line is, I don't want to give too
who
much
who was a
away.
Great actor in his own.
Oh, yeah. Plays a completely different character.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, it has a strong social message that is relevant to today, and that is he was in anguish over the a disparity between the impoverished and the affluent. And he just wished that everybody could have gifts and enjoy the excesses of the holiday season and Christmas.
Why don't you give us an overview of what the show is and where they can go see
absolutely.
It and when it is, and maybe even add what it does cost to go to it
mm-hmm.
and what you get for that, because I know it's a pretty good deal. I happen to look on your website,
okay.
and that's another thing we ought to mention,
right?
Because you've
absolutely.
Got a lot of really good, interesting stuff on there that can keep people entertained.
Right. Starting with the website, it's www.slayerplayers.com. And yes, we have a photo gallery with all our previous shows, photo documentation, and we also have a video gallery where we've done some videos, not of the shows themselves, but of kind of just vignettes that we do with various characters in the shows. For example, right now there's two of Ralph and I over here, one of which we go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I'd strongly recommend
boy.
That one.
Still on that diet?
Yeah, nothing.
You want to come to Dunkin' Donuts with me? Watch me eat the donuts? So we do that just for, entertainment purposes. But we can you can also go to the website, of course, to get information about us and, importantly, to purchase tickets to these events. These events, right now, we have four events scheduled. They are at the View Grill in Glen Cove. And we have it for Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Sunday, and these are dinner theater, three dinner theater shows, one brunch theater show.
Mm-hmm.
The brunch theater show is Sunday, December 15th.
Good
my
for birthday.
Older people.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday.
Get them back early.
Yeah, because I saw it ends at 11:45.
No.
The night show.
The night show. Well, yeah, that I just put 11:45.
Late show.
It probably
that gets later.
Probably won't run that late. Probably it's 7 o'clock dinner. The buffet will be served, and then the show should start around 8:15. Probably run till about 9:45, something like that. The brunch show is December 15th at 12 noon. Then we have shows on the following weekend, on the Friday and Saturday. So that is December 20th and 21st, and those are two evening shows. The cost for a ticket, again, this includes the buffet and the two shows, The Twilight Zone and The Honeymooners. It's $69.95 plus tax, plus the service fee associated with the ticket selling mm-hmm. platform that we're using.
So it's a wonderful evening. It can be for family. It can be right. for a group of friends. We start out with the dinner buffet first, and then you'll enjoy the Twilight
Chef
Zone
Janine,
episode.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move you into a different room for the Honeymooners episode, and then we'll finish up the evening with coffee, tea, and dessert.
Oh,
I think it's
nice.
Sounds like a great deal.
I know my mom's texting it right now. She's like, I know that Twilight Zone episode. She's like, give me the whole synopsis.
Thank you.
So Barbara, I'll give a shout out. She's listening.
Who is that, Barbara?
My mom, yeah.
Barbara, don't ruin it for everybody out there, huh?
Just cracked me up. Oh, and she also added December 15th is her birthday and your birthday.
Happy
and Don
birthday.
Johnson. So she's just full of facts. So the
well,
three
let's
of
get
you.
Him to come
yeah.
to the show.
Huh, Ralph? Oh, yeah.
You could get to a point where you mentioned you got the refrigerator and you've got this
ice box,
which I do remember, frankly, ice boxes. My mother had one.
Okay.
You're getting to a point like as I understand it, and I've never done it, but you can buy packages if you're community theater to do My Fair Lady or whatever with the music background and a whole bit. You could come up with the radio package, if you will, where they could emulate shows, get the costumes and the whole bit that goes
well,
along
with
it.
What we'd like to do, part of the reason of building this set, obviously we're not just doing it for this one show. We do want to do other Honeymooner episodes. There were 39 of the classics. There were 39 of them, and some of them, a lot of them have scenes outside the apartment, but the ones that are solely the apartment, mm-hmm. we want to do some of those, and we wouldn't mind taking it on the road, you know, and traveling with this.
Yeah,
set.
I think they'd be great for one of our Project Independence events that we do. I was like, I'm totally going
to
bring this back.
Yeah, let's talk about it after we get off.
Yeah, because we do a lot. We have a lot of entertainment.
I think you better watch us first.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be all right.
I do. I agree. I think it'll be absolutely
passionate about it. We love the show, and we're working very hard to prepare for the show. And,
we're
going to have fun with it. I mean, that's the main thing.
Fit the part.
Without a doubt.
You do. You
well, know. I don't know, Otto. I mean, is that a compliment or an insult?
Well,
no,
I would say take that as you wish.
just because I work in the sewer and I don't mean I don't know nothing.
Well, he drives a bus.
And I drive them crazy.
I drive a bribe.
I love it.
You'd be very surprised in this episode. Alice is so sweet. I was looking forward to her biting
zingers,
remarks,
right.
Her little zingers. And there really aren't any of them in this episode. So we need to do more.
Next one we choose, we'll make sure you get one where you,
thank you.
Where you give them the business.
As a birthday gift.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to tell people you should definitely check this out. I know I'm going to discuss it with my family. And you could also call 516-595-2233 to inquire about tickets as well.
They could call 311.
Right, call 311 us, and we will give you all the information, too.
Well, you could come 9, call
911
after the show.
That's right.
Or maybe during.
Well, I want to thank you guys. This was an absolutely perfect end to our
We have to
day.
Thank a lot
thank
of people.
You
thank
you for having us.
Yes,
and
I
don't have
recommend
time,
everyone checks it out, and we're
we
out.
We don't have
wow,
time.
That's it.
Thanks, everybody.
You didn't even say thank you.
Happy holidays, everybody.